Hello. You ready to party? Because I sure am. That squall, taking some steps. Let's talk to Selfie right here. Oh yeah, we're supposed to get dressed. I'm gonna make this a quick special bonus party episode. That's just gonna be about a party. We're in our room now, ready to get dressed. So let's do that. Ooh, looking fancy. We changed from our, I guess, seed uniform to... No. I don't even know. From our student uniform to our seed uniform? Talking to Selfie again. She says, we're looking downright fancy. And now she says, let's go to the party! So let's. Yeah, this is just gonna be a special party episode. Just gonna have that party and then I'm gonna leave it at that. Because I wanna get to a point in the game where I can just, you know, fuck around a bit, train my GF or whatever, off mic. Because I wanna play Final Fantasy VIII, like, right now, and my girlfriend's gonna be home soon, and I don't wanna record a podcast while she's in the same room. So I'm gonna do this party thing now with you. You, my listeners, quote, air quote, unquote. Anyway, Xell says, hey. There's Xell. He says, yo, Squall. Ha, we're both seeds now. Well, good luck to the future. He kind of wiped his hand on his pants. And now he's reaching out to us. We have a... like a glass of some beverage in our hands, and we just took a sip, not taking his hand. And he's saying, ha, I guess you'll never change. Suits you well. See you later. And he's off. Selfie says, hey, Xell, hey. How about you join the school party committee? And Xell says, oh, I just remember something really important. See ya. And Selfie says, boo. Now Selfie says, hey, Squall. All this is happening off screen. We're just seeing the text boxes. Now Selfie's coming up to us. We are, by the way, just leaning cool on some kind of pillar, drinking. Wait, she says a lot. Okay, being seeds, we'll now have a lot on our plate, but we'll still pull on through with the school party thingy. See ya! And she waves and walks away. Screen fades to black. Oh, cutscene! We see the night sky and a giant moon and a shooting star. And now we see a close-up of Squall's face. Oh, he's looking stern. Oh, there's a pretty girl. She's looking at us like, ah, and now she puts up one finger like, huh. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Oh, she's coming up to us. Squall also didn't know what that was supposed to mean. And that's the cutscene. Screen's black. We're back to Squall cool on the pillar, and there she is. She's walking up to us. She's dressed in a skin tone kind of dress. And she's saying, you're looking the coolest. Hey, do you want to dance? We're drinking again. She says, hey, I guess you're one of those guys who only dance with girls that are... that you're really into? She says. You are ... or you will ... Oh, like me. And she's doing like a kind of hypnotic thing with her hand in front of our face. Squall's face. She's going, still nothing? Squall kind of makes... the barest of motions. Now he says, ... I can't dance. Oh, Squall. She says, well, that's one of these expressions. Break a leg? No. Kind of like, it's gonna be alright. Something like that. Because I'm looking for somebody, but I can't dance alone. And she took Squall's hand and she dragged him to the dancing floor. Oh, and back to the cutscene. She's dragging Squall all around the dance floor. Squall looks like, oh god, I don't want to be here. Now they're dancing. She takes Squall's hands and puts them on her hip. One in her hands, And now they're dancing, and it's super cute. Squall can't dance for shit. Close up of their feet. Squall's feet don't look so good. Squall looks like he's in trouble. He doesn't know what to do. She keeps leading him. She's very good at dancing. Oh, they did a flourish. Oh, and Squall fucked it up, and now he wants to leave. But no, the girl doesn't let him leave. She keeps dancing with him. Squall's still like, oh god, oh no, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, they're getting kind of better. Oh, they bumped into another couple. And the girl was like, eh, to the other couple. Now she smiles at Squall. Oh, it's the cutest thing ever. And now the camera pans out and they dance for real. Squall kind of lost all his reservedness. Camera panned out even further, showing the entire dance floor. And they're putting on one hell of a dance, the two of them. Oh, they got really close and now the light dimmed. Oh, and now there's a firework in the background. The camera's real low, showing the two of them looking at the fire. Oh, only Squall is looking at the fireworks. She's looking at Squall. And now she's looking at somebody else, and Squall's looking at her. And she kind of looks like she's up to something and leaves. Squall looks after her, being in fucking love. Even though he doesn't realize it yet, I think. And suddenly Squall's on the balcony. Alone. And Quist is walking up to Squall. I guess she never came back. Quist says, you're a genius. Top marks on the dancing. Squall just kind of almost half, not even fully looks back to her. Still keeps looking straight out the balcony. Thanks for the flowers. I guess that's a saying in German, means thank you for the compliment, but it doesn't really mean anything to me. He sighs. Do you want something from me? Squall says. Quista says, you dance with a stranger, but you're not even going to talk to me. Squall says, ... not really. You're the instructor and I'm the student. What, not a good feeling when the instructor stands at the side and says nothing? Chris laughs. Well, you're right, I almost forgot, Chris says. Do you also think that I'm not fit to be an instructor, Chris says. And she crosses her arms. Here's a new task? No, here's a new order. You're gonna accompany me to a secret place. The place where students meet after curfew. It's right behind the training area. Squall says, what are we gonna do there? Should we tell the students to go back to their rooms? Oh, I'm not in the mood for something like that. That's for the order kind of people. Chris laughs again. She even puts out her hand, being like, oh, stop it. Oh god, you're such an whatever. Get back into your regular clothes, and gather at the entrance to the training hall. That's my last order. This was what Quist says. Oh, and we are back in control. Quist says, any questions? Well, I can say where to gather or last order. I picked last order. She says, well, you're gonna know soon. Alrighty. So, we're going back to the party area, I think. And there's a text box on black screen saying, in civil clothes, in the training hall, what kind of mission is that? Oh, Squall. Do you have any emotion? And we're back in our room. And we hear cicadas. Yep, we're changing. That was a great party. I mean, that encounter was worth it, I guess. We're back in our super cool leather jacket with the fur at the, you know, at the top, where your neck is. Just in case, I'm gonna save here. Saving. And we're leaving the room. Ooh. It's just a regular hallway from our room to the main area, but it's all night and cicadas, you know. All seems very... a time at which you're not supposed to be there. Okay, there's yellow oval faces at everywhere except the training hall, basically. Because that's the only place that's open at night, right? We know that. So we're going there, and there's Quistus. Quistus says, "Say, Squall, did you ever fight against Archaeodinos in the training hall?" Squall says, "I don't remember." You can get the better of these dinosaurs with the status K. Oh yeah, we should look into the tutorial about status ailments. God damn it, Quistus. It's supposed to be a party and shit. Okay, we're back in the UI. We're getting some teaching on the status ailments. Okay, yeah, you can't only couple stuff to your status values or to your element values, your element at offense and defense. You can also couple stuff to your status, ailment, offense, and defense, which is kind of cool. I mean, you can couple something that blinds stuff or silences stuff, makes stuff fall asleep, right? But she just said status K, not specifically which, right? Yeah, she's still okay, you can get it up to 100% on the attack, but even with 100%, it's not guaranteed to afflict the status ailment. And then you can put it to defense, of course, and like have a lower percent of getting like confused or silenced, right? But even at 100%, it's not guaranteed that you're never gonna get status ailed. Okay. Understood. She says, and? Question mark. Oh yeah, for the Archaeodinos, you just need the sleep spell coupled to your status ailment K to make him be vulnerable. So let's go to the secret place. It's just behind the training facility. All right, gonna couple. Sleep. Oh, wait, our GF doesn't have that. We can't uncouple. Wait. Gonna uncouple everything from Xel and Selfie because they're not around. We're gonna couple all the GF to Squall. And we still don't have anything to couple for the status K. What the hell? Were we supposed to have done this? Like, learned it? This is a status ability? I didn't see any opportunity to do that. Okay, since it doesn't work, let's uncouple, I guess, Quetzalcoatl from Squall. couple dad Wiquistus, just so she has a GF. Couple of spell. She doesn't have any spells. Okay. We even got a recoupled GF draw item thing with her. Not with Squall. Okay. All right, let's go. We're in the training hall. Actually, the party's over, right? Let that have been the special party episode. I'm gonna run back to my room now and see if I can save. And in the meantime, I'm just gonna, you know, do cool stuff in the training hall. Maybe I'm gonna go to that secret place and just tell you about it afterwards. I promised you a party, and I gave you the best party that Squall could manage to have, which I think was fine enough. He danced. That's what you do at parties, right? Now the after party, you don't have to see. That's just between Quistus and Squall. Squall being me in this case, so I'll save here, and then you will get out of here, and I'll go to the secret place with Quistus. And, you know, put some Archaeodinus to sleep, if you know what I mean. So I'll see you on the other side of this episode, and I'm sure to tell you all that has happened after that. And I won't leave anything out. Be sure of that.